Why should Alexander grant rights to the Polish and to the Finns, but not to the Russians? Catherine had refused to help Britain put down the American Revolution, but her successors were not pleased by the fact that educated Russians, the so-called intelligentsia, still wanted the same rights enjoyed in the United States and in Britain. Nicholas I took this repressive approach a step further by finding militaristic solutions to Russia's problems. Wherever authority was threatened, Nicholas was only happy, too happy, in fact, to send money and even Russian troops. 4. Official nationality. Coming to the throne on the heels of the December 1825 revolution, Nicholas's militaristic fixation on holding order can be understood. Yet the policy of official nationality, set forth by his education minister in 1833, only made Russia's problems worse.